Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
About 15 minutes away from the AMA here to wrap the show up on a Trillville Thursday, 404-726-0929. Phone lines will be open. All you got to do is call up, get on hold, and ask us anything. We'll get there to wrap things up as always. Smokin' Joe Patrick joins us on Thursdays at this time as well.
You think if Joe Patrick was 6'10", that he'd be in the NBA?
I think if Joe Patrick was 6'10", he'd be able to see over the top of the screen.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. He would have his armpit on D-Lent's head.
Exactly.
Yes.
He'd just be better in the scrum, which is hard to imagine because he's already really good in the scrum. But he'd just be taller and better, and, you know, the microphone will get closer to the athlete.
Yes.
Let's get Joe in here.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 the game's midday host.
Auntie and Abe wouldn't let me tell my romosexual joke.
3 inches and just under 400 pounds. To the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner,
Joe knew he was on the radio. Games
reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
What'd you say, Joe?
I can't say it.
Oh, you can't say it.
Well, I would be a good, if I was 6'10", I would be a good stretch four. I could shoot those corner threes.
Oh, so you think you would have made the NBA also if you were 6'10", just like Abe thinks?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, maybe. Well, so it's like
at least D1.
I get like 3 minutes a night. You know, I could come in foul, be a goon basically, an NBA goon. 6'10". I mean, you do a lot with 6'10".
Well, 6'10"'s a lot. You'd be like Mike Muscala or something like that.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
And no disrespect to Muscala. He's had a nice little career in the NBA where he's been able to have multiple contracts. All right. Last week we talked about what needed to improve most, and there was some pretty clear stuff. Get the quarterback on the ground, special teams, the kicking game, obviously. If you had to pick one thing that you want to see them get better at from week 2 to week 3, what is it?
You know, it's getting the – are you talking about the defense or just overall?
The overall, whatever direction you want to take it.
I think it's getting the passing game going in the way that, like, we want to see it. You know, Michael Penix, he did great in that week 1 game. He threw for 298 yards. He was, you know, facing some adversity, not having Darnell Mooney out there, going with some, you know, backup receivers, not fully healthy. I don't think that passing game was really what the Falcons envision it to be. You know, like, they haven't been able to connect on these downfield passes yet. Zach Robinson's talked about these defensive coordinators they've been going up against have really been protecting those over-the-top shots. And, you know, credit to Michael Penix for not forcing the ball in. He's the only quarterback in the NFL so far that has had 2 games played where he hasn't had a turnover-worthy play registered. You know, I think that obviously the Falcons offense, in order for it to be kind of operating at the level that it wants to be at, it's got to connect on some of those ultimately. And, you know, we'll see what Carolina's defense makes available for them. But I think that would be the kind of the next component for this offense to really get itself going.
Do you think of a case of where he might need, I don't like the word force, Joe, but like just maybe just take that shot? Because like you said, I don't know what that stat is. And I don't know what a lot of these damn stats are nowadays is, you know, as far as the closest thrower and all that crap.
EPA per pass.
Because
EPA
I'm like, because usually the people that made those stats ain't never hit in the face by another grown man. Yeah. So I just, I take that for what that is. But do you think it's more or less because Moody hasn't been there? Because I view him as that deeper threat. Now that he's back and getting more comfortable, you think there's some possibilities that he take more shots?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, you know, Zach Robinson said, you know, their kind of mantra they have is like shot calling does not necessarily mean shot taken, because they, you know, they might, like, for example, Raheem Morris said that play where Bijan Robinson scored on that third play of the game against Tampa Bay, that was a touchdown shot type of play that they were running there. It wasn't supposed to be a touchdown for Bijan. That was supposed to be an over-the-top shot for some other. So they want to try to go downfield, but it hasn't been open. And so they've been giving Michael Penix a lot of credit for not forcing the ball into some of those situations. And, you know, Bijan showed that you don't necessarily have to take the shot downfield in order to pick up big chunks of yardage. And he was getting that on the ground as well, just carrying the ball against Minnesota. So there is that. But I do think that Darnett him involved, like, you just look at his skills, like what he brings to the table, and he's going to help generate that. Like, he was leading the NFL for a good chunk of last season in 20-plus yard plays. Now, he wasn't having a lot of, like, 50-yard touchdown-style explosive plays, but he was having a lot of these, like, 20-yard comebacks from Kirk had a good connection on, and I think that Michael Penix can, do that same kind of thing more with him getting down the field for those explosive touchdown types of plays.
I have a few different theories as to maybe why this is, but you'd have to agree that it's true in the first place to think about why it is. But does it feel to you like Bijan is getting a little bit more conversation nationally? And if so, why do you think that that is?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, yes, the answer is yes.
Okay,
like,
good. So you agree with the premise?
I definitely agree with the premise. I think one of the reasons why, and this is going to be, this might irate some people, like, furious. I think one of the reasons why is because he's actually living up to his fantasy football value.
You're probably right. Honestly, you're probably right.
Yeah. I think that's one of the reasons people are willing to just, like, buy in.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons people are willing to be like, yes, he's a great player. I don't think that that is what makes a great player, but I just think it's one of the reasons why he's talked about that way. I think the other reason is just because of what you see, you know, just like the spectacular fashion of what he does on the field. You know, it's not like he's like, even if Derrick Henry probably doesn't even get talked about enough for, like, what he does, just because, he's things in a very standard fashion where Bijan, you know, his agility, that's just, like, what people love to see in, like, an athlete and, you know, a running back in particular. And then, obviously, when you're on Sunday Night Football, when you get opportunities to show out in front of a national media or in front of a national, you know, football audience, that's obviously going up to on the national spotlight. So, or, you know, make yourself, like, a talking point like that. So I think it's probably some combination of all those things. And then, obviously, Bijan himself is just so he's such a good guy. He's, like, got a great kind of aesthetic to him, just personal. Like, you know, he just, like, looks cool, talks cool. He's got a cool name. I don't know. He's just, like, got, like, a ton of marketability about him that just makes him kind of the full package in that sense.
Bijan's cool.
I think he's cool.
I think he's cool, too.
Yeah, really.
Joe, what's your sense on the whole A.J. Terrell thing?
You know, I think that they're going to be – I think they're going to be cautious with him. I doubt that he plays this week. We'll see if he practices today. Just the way that – I've got to be honest, guys, the way he went down with that injury,
right,
that made me think it was, like, kind of more on the significant side, the fact that he just kind of went down. It wasn't like one of those where he kind of pulls up a little bit lame, you know. It was like he felt it and went down during the play, and that to me was concerning. However, I've said that, I think it's probably you got to be a little bit more optimistic the fact that they haven't put him on IR already, especially because this would be an opportune time. Not that there's ever an opportune time, I guess, to put a player on IR, but when you have a bye week that would come during an IR stint, because an IR stint would mean the player misses four games, you would think teams would be more likely to do it. And they still could do it. You know, he could sit out this Carolina Panthers game and they could still put him on IR, and that Panthers game, if he doesn't play and it's not active, would be, retroactively part of that kind of IR stint. So we're not out of the woods on that front, but I would say that I'm feeling more optimistic about kind of just the longer-term prognosis, and that it's maybe not something major, but I would not expect him to play this week. That's my sense.
I know it's 2 weeks, so you don't want to overreact to, you know, any big picture stats yet, because it's two games. There's so much of the season left. Nonetheless, it's the amount of data that we have. I've seen some rankings where the offense is somewhere between 10 and 15. I've seen some rankings where the defense is in the top 2 to 3 in the league. Ultimately, which of those units do you think is going to be the best?
Like, you said it real quick one more time.
It was a really long way to ask, which, like, the offense or the defense ultimately do you think is going to be the best part of the team?
I think that, well, over the season or this week?
Over the season. Yeah.
Over the season, it's going to be the offense. I mean, this is still going to be an offensive-driven team. For as good as this defense has been, it's going to be an offensive-driven team. It has to be. It just has to be, because that's where your big money pieces are. You know, that's just where you're invested, really, at this point. But I would say that this week, I think the defense is going to continue to show out, because, you know, this Carolina offensive line is banged up, and I think that is just another great opportunity for this young defensive front and pass rushing unit to really get after it against a Bryce Young that I think we know can get rattled. Obviously, he played really well when the teams matched up last week, or I'm sorry, at the end of last season. But this is a totally different unit that can cause a lot more disruption for him in the pocket and make his life, frankly, a living nightmare for a game. But I think over the long run, if this team wants to be a team that wins the division, makes the playoffs, et cetera, they've got to get the offense going. And I think they can be. I think it's just one of those things that just takes some time to build up and get your flow. And I think with the play calling as well, just kind of getting the flow with play calling and what works, what personnel groupings are most effective. And as long as they can just continue to build and progress in that sense, I think they'll be on the right track.
Good stuff, Joe.
Appreciate
it,
JP.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons insider, potential stretch four. If only he was 6'10 also. Imagine the things we could have been had we been a little taller. All right, let's get the phone lines loaded up here. 404-726-0929. We got six lines. That's a lot. It's a lot of lines. It'd be awesome if they were all full and we came back to do the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll answer after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.